Did you enjoy this latest Scream sequel? You want to recap the kill count? Can you guess our rating on this last movie? Stay tuned for this spoiler-filled review.
Hey, Horror and Hooch crew. Today we are
What's up?
finally talking about Scream 6.
Yeah.
Now, we gave y'all enough time. You know, when we do spoiler reviews, we try to give everybody enough time to see it.
Good
You had enough.
couple days.
It's been some times. There's already spoilers out there. So today we gonna look, we got to go through it. We talked about trying to, you know, talk about it without spoiling it, but we was just like, look, full spoilers ahead. We got to do
Because
this.
you can't discuss it. I mean, you can, but my favorite part, I'm gonna spoil it because I got to tell you about it.
I got to go in here with it. So we are going to talk about this latest installment in the Scream franchise. Before we
Scream
get
six.
started, you know how we do with the sip sips and whatnot. So look, let me tell y'all.
Girl. Girl, if you are not watching this podcast but you are listening, Kima is holding a Chick-fil-A styrofoam cup. What is happening?
So let me tell you, I had some lemonade left over from yesterday from Chick-fil-A, and I said, let me throw a little vodka in it. So I made my own spiked lemonade. Thank you,
Girl, Mike's
Chick-fil-A.
ain't got nothing on Kima. Oh my gosh. Oh. So y'all know we live in Georgia and the weather is kicking my ass. So I am not partaking today in cocktail. I apologize. But I'm not gonna leave y'all high and dry. St. Patrick's Day is this weekend. Y'all be out here, y'all be safe. But I'm gonna go ahead and give you a cocktail that you can make to enjoy for your St. Patrick's holiday. This cocktail is a shamrockerita. So as you that like margaritas, it's just a cute little spin on a margarita. And so for this cocktail, you need fresh lime juice, some sugar for your rim, tequila, and a sour apple liqueur. The Kuiper makes one. That's cool. And you'll also need triple sec, like your standard margarita. So you want 1/2 ounce of fresh lime juice, 1.5 ounce of your tequila. I prefer tequila blanco. 1 ounce of your sour apple liqueur and 1/2 ounce of your triple sec. So get your ingredients, tequila, schnapps, triple sec, put it all in your shaker with your lime juice. Shake, shake it, shake it. Pour it over your ice. Rim your glass with your sugar. And if you want a cute garnish, get you a Granny Smith green apple. Put your apple slice on the side. And there you have the shamrockerita.
Shamrockerita. I like that.
Shamrockerita.
I like that. So the ones that's going to be partying it up, especially those in Savannah, I know I used to be there. So happy St. Patrick's Day. Also, if you are subscribed to our channel, we have a St. Patrick's Day video from last year. We actually will repost it again in our Facebook group, but go and check out ways to celebrate St. Patrick's Day. So, Scream,
What a lip
let's get
contract.
into it.
Scream. Okay. All
Scream
right.
six,
Scream
start at the
six.
beginning.
Let's start at the beginning because, baby, let me tell y'all, I went to the theaters to see this solo dolo by myself. Sunday, it was pouring down rain, and at my AMC, their system was down. So, for the first like 10 minutes of this movie, it wasn't nobody in this damn theater because you couldn't buy tickets online. I hollered at this screen, y'all, for the opening scene because we are watching a textbook slasher movie. We know this. And Scream has already broken the fourth wall multiple times in this franchise now. It's a thing. So when this dang lady is sitting in this restaurant looking for this man and he, I don't see you. Come to the alley. I was like, girl, you a horror film producer and you gonna walk to the alley? It was just the irony of it all. It was meant to be funny. I can't believe they didn't do that to be funny.
It because that it was way it was so predictable that I I think it wasn't, I was waiting on them to do a little something different, for the beginning. But they started off as they normally do with a phone call.
Okay.
And who goes to look for somebody when they say, "Do you see me in the alley? Come further into the alley." And
Like,
she
I don't need, did he ask her to come further or did she say, hold on and just start walking? Because that's what she just started walking.
No, she just did. He kept saying, "Hey, I'm waving. Like, can you see me? Can you see me? Come on. I don't see." And she kept going, like, "I don't see. I don't see. I don't see."
Listen, it's a clear shot from end to end to an alley man. What is you not gonna see? I didn't
If you don't see it now, you're not
understand.
gonna see it. But the thing, I guess, that they wrapped it up differently with this time to make it different from the others is that the guy unmasked himself right after the kill.
Right. That threw me because I was like, well, this ain't really the killer. Because y'all not gonna tell me in the first scene. And I did like that spin. I liked the copycat spin that they threw in the beginning. It was interesting and it gave some new flair to it. Because we, you know, they mentioned copycats. We've had several copycats, but these fanboy types was weird for
That have
me.
no reason to kill, but they're just doing it. And so, yeah, him and the partner that was supposed to be starting off the new ghost phase, they didn't make it past the first.
First 30 minutes, baby, y'all was out of there.
And that's what that I will say that about this installment. The killings just kept rolling the whole movie.
Yep, coming.
There was a, if you look away, you miss somebody being killed. The kills was just rolling because it went in, it went from that scene to the first guy and his supposed partner. They didn't make it. Then we come to, the core group, the people that we know.
The
That
core
night, say,
four.
yeah. There we go. Them
The core four.
and their new friends and crew of people. They get the call what that night, like just a few, a little bit later, because they get a
Yeah,
call
they
that
go to the party.
somebody else has died because of Ghostface. And then it becomes, is it real? The police can handle it. To now we got a phone call. Now, didn't Buddy jump out of nowhere?
Yeah.
They out on the street and he just wham out of nowhere. And that's what takes us to this very interesting scene. And the little convenience store. And this is where Ghostface starts to become a little different than what we used to.
Baby Ghostface went ham in the convenience store. I y'all know I keep up with the kill count. So I'm gonna give you a real kill count at the end, but the three deaths that happened in this corner store. They was like boom, boom, pow. And the fact that he picked up that shotgun, I was like, oh, I thought this was a slasher.
Exactly. And that's when we seen like this he different. This ain't what Ghostface been doing. His main weapon is the knife. It's the knife. Like Chucky, like we slice and dicing up in here. Mike Myers, we slicing and dicing up in here. Ghostface was the same way until this sixth installment where he said, "Oh, we shooting?"
Right, I got it. And that let me know that this ghost face was gonna be somebody outside of the loop. Like I immediately, and I hate to say this because I enjoyed the movie, but it was a little predictable in terms of where's this going. But I immediately knew it's not gonna be none of our normal suspects because he's shooting folks. Like
And they're in another location. They're in New York this time. So
well,
the core four has decided to move and start a new life. And of
now
course, fanatics don't
everybody
ever.
but oh girl, the oldest sister, Sam wasn't trying to move.
She didn't want to start. Yeah, she was still stuck. That was kind of like the movie is that everybody wants to move on, but she's like, how can we move on with this trauma? She was even in. We see her in therapy trying to work out her thought, her trauma, and the therapist is scared of her. Like she's trying to
The
express
therapist
herself.
said, I am not equipped.
And my therapy response, I mean, ma'am, this is beyond the scope of my practice.
Listen, and that's what he said,
I'm gonna
but he
have to
killed me
refer
with.
you out.
She was like, my dad, he wrote the whole book, and he was like, oh, did he? I was like, oh, yeah, buddy, I already know what he getting into. He don't want no part. That was actually one of my favorite scenes, was the therapist's response, because he was like, hell no, nah, hell no. Nah. And it was at that moment I knew he gonna die. I didn't know how he was gonna die, but I knew he was gonna die.
Yeah, I didn't know how he was gonna die either, but you know, I feel like he put himself in the line of fire.
Yeah,
So,
because I for a
yeah.
minute I thought she might turn up and she was gonna end up killing him, but no, she kept her composure. But I knew he was gonna die.
Exactly. Oh, we get Mindy, who gives us the breakdown for this movie. I don't care what y'all say. I like Mindy. Mindy be out here keeping it real. She's like, okay, we're dealing with something different this time. We know this is not a prequel. This is not a requel. This is not a sequel. We're in a
It's a
franchise now.
franchise, but we've been in a franchise. But I mean, come
Exactly.
on and put it out there. Acknowledge it. It's a franchise now. And we
Acknowledge
got
the
new rules. We
franchise.
got new rules, girl. Did you get the rules?
No one is safe, including the core members.
Everything is bigger because it's a franchise. This ain't no little production. We got some real money.
Yep, everything has to be bigger. So
Expect the
thinking.
opposite. And what else did she say? Oh, main characters are expendable. Even us.
And keeping up with the same rules as before is trust no one.
Yeah.
Every do not trust nobody. And because we've said this in the past and y'all kept still doing it and it didn't benefit you. So we're gonna say it again in the franchise. Don't trust
No.
nobody. And I appreciate the fact that her brother stayed on top of that one.
He
Her
tried,
tweet.
baby. He tried. I was happy to see them both in New York because we knew that the girls were going to New York together, but I don't think that I expected to see the twins. So I was happy that they got a continued role. These new characters, I didn't like either one of them. Quinn, she in the beginning I thought I was gonna like her. So I was like, oh, she just college hoe. But then she started getting on my nerves because she talked too much. And then Ethan, he was suspect from jump because he was that corny, nerdy, stereotypical, I'm getting bullied and I'm gonna want my revenge in the end type of kid. That's what I saw from him. So I always thought he had the potential, and Mindy said it. Mindy said it early. And then the girlfriend, Anika, she was just kind of there. Like her
She
role
was
was, we knew she was gonna die soon because her role
expendable.
just was, yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. We knew she was just there. We have to toss in some new faces to kill off some people. So I knew that
Face
she was
filler.
not going to last. And then we get some returning faces. We got Gail coming back,
OG.
of course. As usual, still being Gail. I said, of course, we had the core four returning, and then we have a cast member from Scream 4
Herbie.
return. And so that was good to see somebody from that movie to be a part moving on. So that was interesting to see her return. I guess I didn't look at the posters good enough because I didn't know she was going to be in the movie. So
I
I
don't
was
think she
surprised.
was on the posters originally. I think she was one of them surprise, like boom, there she go. And then after the movie was released, they start releasing the images with her on it.
Because yeah, I was like, I didn't know she was gonna be in it.
Think she was meant to be a surprise. What we did, who we did know wasn't gonna be in there was your girl.
Miss Sydney Prescott.
There you go, Sydney. Why I couldn't think of Sydney's name? But they acknowledged Sydney, and they, you know, she deserves her happiness. But at the end of the day, I just think y'all didn't want to pay Sydney to come back. But
They
it's
didn't.
a franchise. Y'all got money. Go find Sydney.
Exactly, and bring her back. Just
Girl,
bring her back.
I don't know what purpose she would have served in this. It was a good storyline apart from the original storyline. Because it, spoiler alert, it took the characters from the last spinoff, so to speak, and enriched their story to bring the screen back to life because it's attached, but it ain't attached. You know what I'm saying?
I would have still liked to see her though. Like, even if she wasn't physically there, like maybe a phone call to her
What was she
or
gonna
an
say?
email.
Girl, run.
I don't know because they don't be listening to them anyway. But I don't know, just a little cameo of her or something like that, or maybe her hearing about the ghost face in New York and watching her turn the TV off or something. So I don't know, but they could have squeezed her in there. But I understand, like, the movie was perfectly fine without her because it is focusing on these new characters. Oh, which brings us to our other cameo, Skeet. What's the name? Father.
Oh,
That's kind of her whisper in the ear, of that dark side that she's
yeah,
suppressing.
Bobby. It's a Bobby.
And so she keeps, like, he keeps appearing as, like, her subconscious. So we do get a cameo from him. So
Several times.
I'm interested to see where that story is leading to, because this is the second movie in a row that this has been in her subconscious mind, and they're throwing us Easter eggs out there that she's even in therapy
She
for this.
does pick up them knives and she plays well with a knife. So
Right. So I don't know what's going to happen in the end with this, or how that's going to pan out. If she, I don't even know if this is just me, especially after coming up off of you. I feel like they would play it as if she somehow ends up developing a dissociative disorder.
oh, well, that's already what that is.
And but see, right now she's conscious of it though. She knows it's happening. When a disassociation occurs, she's not going to know this is happening.
Oh, you mean on the level of like a split kind
That,
of?
yes, like, I think it's going to be like that sort of thing. And
I hope not.
so that altar might be end up being the killer, unbeknownst to her.
I would hate that for her because we've seen her fight it so bad. So I don't want that for her. I actually really don't know how much further y'all gonna go because now y'all have acknowledged, the production studio have acknowledged that this is, they're branching out into this bigger franchise and they're gonna continue these movies. And I don't know how much further we on six. How much further do we really want to go with this? How many people gonna try to pick up the mantle of Scream? I just, everybody gonna be a copycat and what's gonna be the connection? You know what I'm saying?
I think that's I think that's what they're leading to, is that I think is that it's going to ultimately be her. That dark side is going to develop into an alter. And I feel like she's gonna be
Ooh.
running around looking for the killer, and it's her.
And her. Oh Lord, that is what you was. Uh-huh. So okay. Okay, I can see coming down the plot line. I can go for that. Did you have a favorite scene from
I
this movie?
did. My favorite scene was with the ladder, and the new boo, the
Oh, when
new
the
boo.
girlfriend tried to come across the damn ladder, baby, I laughed.
It was it gave me Final Destination vibes, because they had this ladder going from one window to across the alley to a window across from the other side of the apartment building, and everybody's like trying to crawl through out the window on this ladder, and a couple of them are injured, and the ghost face finally gets to the last one, and he's
We finally get through the door and she drag it. I'm talking, I was
in
also
the
yelling
middle
at
of
the
them, in the
screen
middle,
then.
just, I can't go. Well, we see what happens when you couldn't go. So,
But
and
she
she
was
went.
dead in the house. That was what was killing me. Why is y'all trying to say this girl? She gone. She gone.
They should have just left her. Either, exactly. Y'all could have got it, y'all wasted time trying to save her, because she ended up dying anyway. So
You know who wasted time? In the introduction of this scene, that damn boyfriend across the hall in the building looking out the damn window. Number one, he took too long to get to his cell phone.
he
She
did.
don't see you waving, my boy. Get your phone. He took too long to pick that phone up. Then they don't answer. So what are you doing? You still waving in the window, sir. Run your ass over here and bam on this door. I didn't understand that. Nobody was noticing you in the window. Then they run around the house, the killer coming, everything happening. Meanwhile, you still ain't left your apartment. You still looking through the damn window, sir. You
Well,
ain't no good. You ain't no
first of
help.
all, ain't none of them no good, because if it's one killer and it's five or six of us, we run a tag team. Somebody, we look, he can't get a, he Look, he
He
can't get us
can't kill us
all
all.
together. He can't kill us all. Somebody got to be collateral damage, but we got to double team him or something. Somebody grab them ankles. Somebody grab them arms. Somebody get that head. Somebody got to do something. And they scrambling around like ants, like he's immortal. This is not Jason. You can take him down.
Baby, that scene annoyed me.
You know
And I
what?
was
Actually,
mad that Mindy even got hurt. I was that whole scene just pissed me off.
just ridiculous. You know what? That could be a new spin on screen. That might be the what they take it to in the future, is that he gonna have to be immortal, because these
But
new these
he one person. Who is we gonna kill to make him come back and be immortal? I don't know.
I don't
I
know.
don't
That
know.
might look, that's the only other way they get can go besides that, is he gonna have to be immortal, because they up there running from him. Like if they stab him, he gonna keep walking. No, he's gonna go down. He's gonna go down, drop him, and keep stabbing, keep knocking him upside the head. Y'all
It
just
was
run
killing me that every time somebody hit him, they only hit him once. And I was like,
and
at
run.
some point, somebody hit him with a frying pan. Why beat this shit out of this man
Yeah,
with this frying pan? Like,
exactly.
why is he knocking him out and running? Beat him.
What
I
they
didn't
say in
understand
Zombie
that.
Land, double tap.
I didn't understand it. It was annoying to me. But my favorite scene was when he went after Gail, and Gail actually did fight back. But that damn phone call sent me in the th I was howling laughing. Because she said, Could you hold on for one second? He said, what? And I died laughing. Because that baby, she clicked over. She said, and I was like, oh, she was smart. Well, Gail, you've done this a couple times before. That was
She
probably
said,
my favorite
everybody getting
scene.
phone calls. Somebody, look, if he ever show up on my line, I'm gonna be ready for him, because you're not gonna play with me in my own house.
Not a
So
Star 69, a caller ID callback. Like, what happened here?
and she fought, and sh now she fought. She
Did.
fought.
Did.
She was trying,
Her
she was looking.
Pueragini boyfriend wasn't no good, though. Come on, muscles. I was like, oh.
I appreciate her for trying to move on after Dewey, but girl, we got to do
Yeah,
better.
he wasn't the one. He wasn't the
He
one.
won the one. So yeah, that was, I feel like I would have liked the subway scene better. It was just something about it that I didn't like. I liked it, but I didn't. I don't know if that makes sense.
Because in the for me it was because in the previews it seemed like the subway scene there was a lot more killing coming in the
Yeah.
subway scene, and then it really would like the group was split. You really only had Mindy by herself with Ethan, and it just wasn't, it was suspenseful, but you knew it was finna happen. You knew she was finna die.
Yeah.
Again, it was another one of those predictable moments that I was like, oh, she finna die.
And I like the can I like the cinematography in that. I love the camera work that was going on in that scene. But I don't know. Like you said, I think I just wanted a little more out of that scene. I may have wanted a little more. Like I feel like if it would have been several Ghostface appear instead of just like one in a costume in the real world, like if it was like 10 of them things out
Right,
there,
right,
you
right. And then
know?
she looking crazy, like, which one of y'all? But she backed herself up into a corner, and I was like, girl, you trying to die. But.
Exactly. Or I would have had my camera, my phone out recording. I'd have been tapping people next to me. Like, y'all see this? Y'all see him get close to me? Y'all see this? I know I ain't the only one. Like, she's just looking like, oh, well, maybe he won't see me. Girl,
No.
Lily.
I didn't. It was all right.
Yeah.
Now. This big reveal at the end, baby. Again, I and maybe it's just me and I watch too many horror movies, and so as soon as shit happened, it clicked for me. But when we realized there were three, I knew exactly who they were. Like when
I
they
guess one of them. My idea was that cop, because he was, to me, he was taking it way too easy on the group. Because if my supposedly daughter died while around you
Because of
people,
you, right? I'm a feel-away.
he would have been a little bit more furious and angry about it, and he
He was
wasn't.
too
So that would
animated.
it tipped. That's
He
what
was.
tipped me off. So I knew he was somehow involved.
Yeah. I agree. And then I knew that it was gonna be a son, the whole the son thing. I didn't know it was gonna be Ethan was his son, but I knew it was his kids because earlier in the movie they had mentioned, oh, I lost my son and my daughter. And I was like, oh, these niggas done faked it. That's his other kids. But I did not put Ethan as his son. So I was like, oh, damn. Okay.
How you
Because I
feel
didn't
about
ever
them?
believe it was Kirby. I didn't believe it was Kirby.
Yeah. How do you feel about them showing all the different screen the map ghost face masks
Oh,
in
now
all the movies?
the memorabilia room was really dope to me. I like the concept. Like, for collectors, that would be like a freaking dream come true. But I like to see that they like how they had them all glassed up and like kind of shrine-like. That was pretty dope. I like the concept of that theater being where they put this shrine to Scream. Well, Richie had his shrine to Scream. I was a little hurt when old girl went for her daddy knife. I was like, no, don't do it.
And she kept the mask.
Hey, and a knife. She kept the mask and the
That's what I said.
knife.
That's why I think that they're heading us into in the next direction for the movie. I really think that they're gonna make it seem like she's split.
I think my little sister gonna get in on it too, though. At some point, some kind of shape, way, or fashion, because baby, she took that man out. She stabbed him quite a bit. Stab, stab, stab. That
Oh
was a
yeah.
good kill scene.
I was a little shocked at that. Like she didn't hold back. But then again, remember she at the beginning of five, she was fighting for her life.
Oh yeah, I mean
She
she
got
did take
stabbed
them out.
like
Yep,
she
you're
got
right.
stabbed like 20 times and
You're
she
right.
was still
She got
fighting.
some fight in her system. You're
She
right. You're
was,
right. You're right.
still fighting. So yeah, she if anything, she's another one that's gonna fight for her life. She's not gonna just sit back and take it like Mindy did on the train. Now see, Mindy, I'm like, I like you. I can't believe you
I'm
just
so
sat there and took it.
disappointed. I thought we had lost. I did think we lost both the twins. I was like, damn,
Right, I thought we
y'all.
lost it too. And how did brother survive? He got stabbed like 10 times.
Listen, I don't know.
And
And this is not his
then he gets
first time
stabbed in
because
the
he was
last.
at the.
Exactly, he got
Yes, we thought he
stabbed
was dead in the
last
last
time.
movie. I
Bro,
was
you
like,
ain't
they're
gonna
going to
make
let
it a
this girl
third.
have a romance. They're going to keep him so she can have a romance in the next one.
He ain't gonna
Oh.
make it the next one because of that. Just because of that, he's not gonna survive the next one.
I like the him and Mindy dynamic. I really want the twins to keep going. Like, if we're gonna keep a franchise going, can we get them a couple more movies?
One of them twins ain't gonna make it the next
Because
movie.
they realistic, and you know they legacy, they heritage.
I said I like the twins. I get surprised every time they make it. So
Definitely thought they was both gone. Definitely thought they. But hell, I thought Gail was gone too. She says he didn't get her, but I was like, Gail, you delusional, baby. He didn't got you. So that was surprising. But
well, how
is
you
it
feeling overall about this one, this installment?
Oh, I'm gonna are we rating it? We ready to rate it already? I'm gonna give it my five skulls, and it's because it was entertaining. Y'all know I'm all about a kill count. The kills were immaculate. I loved every one of them. I laughed, I jumped, all of that. Storyline was decent. Like, again, we watch a lot of horror movies, so when I say predictable, it's just because we know what has to happen in a horror movie. And so a lot don't surprise us anymore. But I enjoyed it. I liked it a lot. I liked the direction it took. I liked the irony of it. Like I said in the beginning, that was a cute little throw in. The acting was good because sometimes once you get down the franchise, they begin these trash actors. So the acting was good. Wednesday showed out. I enjoyed it.
So you said you giving it 5 out of 5?
I gave it a solid five.
So I guess what is this combined then? Because I'm gonna give it a 3.5 only because of the predictability of the kill scenes. I like the kills. I enjoyed them. I like that there were more. I like that they were more creative. I like that They multiply. There were three killers this time because, usually we're looking at, is it one or two? They said, let's up it and we're going to make it three so that y'all might not be able to guess it. And they tried to throw us off with who they wanted us to think that it was. So, but yes, I need them to go a bit deeper. I'm here for a good plot twist. Give me a good plot twist.
That was a twist. What other twist you wanted them to have?
Well, no, because if you watched in the beginning, you could really, if you really, really watched the movie, you could really predict who was the
I mean,
killer.
yeah, it was a lot of cues. It was a whole lot of cues.
I want to be something that I'd have been like, oh, I knew he was going to be one of it.
But
That's the
again, I think that's just because we watch a lot of shit. Because the average man was probably sitting in that bad boy like, oh snap, like, oh my God. I don't know. I don't know.
But I
I ain't
enjoy it.
doing it.
I say it's worth watching. It's worth watching. The more they keep putting out, I'm gonna keep watching. So I mean,
Agree.
there's
I'm gonna go see the next one,
we
most definitely. Yeah.
gonna keep watching them. So what? Look, with your five and my 3.5, what does that give us? About a four?
We ain't gonna do no real math today, but yeah, something like that.
Gonna do? I
We
ain't getting math, but we gonna put it as
gonna
that's a it's about a four.
give it a 4 out of 5 collectively.
Yes, but it is entertaining. I will say that. And hey, Ghostface, you keep killing. I'm gonna keep watching.
Keep watching.
And please subscribe to our YouTube channel.
Don't you cut me off.
What happened?
Cause she wasn't gonna let me give y'all my kill count, and I live for the kill count.
That's what we was waiting on. The total kill count, y'all. She is better at this than me. I had a tally counter and everything and still didn't get it right.
No,
So
I
our
understand that.
total kill count,
Total
what we
kill
got.
count. Hold on, let me pull it up. Drum roll. Blah, 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 blah. Boom. 14. A total of 14. This is including killers. And I'm gonna run them down for you right quick, right fast, and then she
Because
gonna
I
let y'all
miss
go.
them.
Number one was the professor in the opening scene got stabbed by the copycat killer. Two and three were the copycat killer roommates, Jason and Greg. They got killed by Ghostface. Then we got the grocery store bodega scene. You got two customers, which was number 4 and 5, and then the store owner with the shotgun, that was your number 6. Number 7 was the therapist, which was one of my favorite kills in this movie, because they got that man through the door frame with the eye shot. That was a good one. Number 8 was the fake Quinn, because in the end we found out that Quinn really wasn't dead, but there was a dead body in that room. Number 9 was the dude who Quinn was smashing when she got killed. 10 was Anika, that was the girlfriend for Mandy off the ladder. 11 was Gail's boyfriend who wasn't no help. And then 12, 13, and 14 were our killers. And I'm not, I ain't gonna give you a full spoiler, but yeah, 12, 13, and 14 were the killers.
There
So we
you
got a
go.
14 body count for Scream
Ghostface
Three.
stepped it up, and the killing was throughout. We the when the ki when the first ki kill happened, it kept rolling. It kept rolling. I actually liked the scene where the one killer took his mask off, went to his apartment, and then he got the phone call. I like that better than the opening.
Oh, the roommates, the copycats. Yeah.
Roommate, see, I like that one better. It was a lot of killing in this movie. There was no dead space, no, just times it just be
Oh, and
taking up space with a lot of dialogue.
you know what we didn't mention? And I mean, I brought him up, but that doggone boyfriend that was dating Sam or whatever from across the hall, he was such an unnecessary, necessary character. It annoyed me. He just kind of was hanging out there. And he was just in the background of all the scenes. He annoyed me. But anyway, go ahead, go
He
ahead.
better have a purpose for the sequel.
That's what I but he needs to come back, because if he don't come back, he served no purpose and I hated it.
Right. I think he was just there. He
Think
didn't
he
really
was
have
meant to
to.
throw us off, but you didn't give us enough for him to throw us off.
Yeah, I guess that's why I'm like, I needed a better plot twist. So I don't know. It was just something that I needed that wasn't there,
That
but
wasn't there.
that wasn't, yeah, but I'm not gonna say the movie because it was very entertaining. I was entertained throughout because it was
But
action packed.
you
This was an
know, this
action-packed movie.
was very action-packed. For a horror movie, it wasn't a whole lot of that dead air suspense and what's about to happen. It was It wasn't no jump scare movie, baby. It was action packed.
You got what you got with this movie.
Boom, boom,
You
boom.
got what you
You
got. If
gotta
you, if
die.
it looked
You
like
gotta
what
die.
you
You gotta die. Everybody's got to die.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm done.
Yes. If it looked like something was gonna happen, something did happen. Then yeah, exactly. So I appreciated that from this movie. And again, you guys, if you haven't hit that subscribe button, please go ahead and do that now. We are on TikTok at Horror and
Trying to
Hooch.
feed our babies.
And of course, Facebook group. Come on now. Let's
Join
go.
in at where you at.
Exactly. We say every time,
That's
why if
it.
you're not in the Facebook group, where you at? So please join us on all social media platforms, and we are get content, giving mini reviews. We let you know what we're watching on Wednesdays. Commenting and put in our Facebook group what should we be watching? Did we miss
Right.
something? Reviews that we should be doing. Talk to us. Let us know. Give us your feedback in the comments about how y'all felt about this installment. Do you think they should keep making
Definitely.
these movies? Should they keep making these movies? And if they do, what do you think should happen in the next one?
That's a good
Let
question. We're
us
gonna
know.
post that in the group too. We're gonna put that as a topic in the group. So if you ain't gonna comment on the video, go tell us in the group. Find a post. It's gonna be there.
Because I gave y'all my perspective. I wanna know what y'all think. That's gonna happen because now we're in
A franchise.
the franchise. So thank you guys for joining us for this episode and this spoiler review. And we will catch you guys soon. Hit subscribe.